Hey friend, I'm Leanne Goff, your transformational coach. Every week, I'm here to help you make radical progress in your spirit, in your mind, in your body, and in your finances. Let's dive in. Hey friend, Leanne Goff here, your transformational coach, and I'm super, super excited to be back with you again. I'm actually going to take the next two or three podcasts, and we're going to be going a little deeper into our identities as God's beloved sons and daughters. My identity, again, is not a pastor, an evangelist, you know, a health coach. My identity is a little girl with a big dad. Like, God's my dad. I'm his daughter. And then I do everything from that. I'm not a servant. I'm a daughter who serves. Okay. So we're going to try to unkink some of these thinking habits we've had over the years as believers, as God's sons and daughters. And I want to make sure that we kind of get this in order. So basically I'm going to be using this book right here over the next two or three podcasts. It's called A Journey to Your Identity. And it's a 30-day devotional I released, about 10 years ago. I've had entire churches buy this book and they use it in their cell groups or they use it throughout their whole church. And it really is, it's not just my story, but it's other stories and it's other teachings of our identity as God's beloved sons and daughters and what that looks like. And so I'm going to be using this devotional here. It's an amazing devotional. And by the way, if you go to my Instagram or my Facebook page and you go to my bio, you can actually, if you will subscribe to my newsletter, then you will get the PDF of this book for free. Okay. We'll send that to you. We'll email that to you and you'll get the PDF of this for free. So anyway, let's dive in here today. What I want to be talking about today is going from the pit to the palace, okay? It's one of the stories in this book here, and it's actually a spiritual daughter of mine, and her name is Sonia Silva. And, you know, we're going to just talk about, we've known Sonia for 23 years, and she went through a very pitiful time a few years ago, a very pitiful time that landed her in a pit, but she's moved up to the palace because she found her identity as God's beloved daughter. And she found him as her amazing, amazing, loving father. So I want to go ahead and at the beginning of each chapter of this book, I actually give a definition of what a heart of an orphan is and what a heart of a son is. So let's just start out here. This particular, each day is only about 3 pages long. Again, it's a 30-day devotional of establishing your identity so you can fulfill your destiny, so you can do actually what God called you to do on this planet for his kingdom. So, you know, the scripture that goes with today's story is from Genesis 45:8. And it says, "So now it was not that you sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." And so obviously we know that Joseph literally went from a pit to a palace. Like, he was thrown in a pit by his brothers. Okay. He went down, like down, down, down. And it was his brothers. You know, some of the people that are closest to us are the ones that'll hurt us the most. I heard Joyce Meyer say this years ago, "To the degree that you love is to the degree that you'll be hurt." Man, that impacted me then. And it still holds true today. To the degree we love. And that this was Joseph's brothers that threw him in the pit. All right. They're like, "We're going to throw you in a pit and we're going to bring your robe, your cape, you know, what do you call it, you know, back to dad with blood on it and say that, you know, a bunch of animals tore you apart, you know." And so anyway, that's what happened. But Joseph went from the pit to the palace. And I love what my spiritual father Leif says, that Joseph made the pit his palace that brought him to the literal palace. Okay. He turned his circumstances around from when he was in a pit and said, "You know what, God, I may be in a pit right now. It may be a pitiful situation, but God, I'm going to make you my father and I'm going to put you first and make you my priority. And I'm going to watch you turn this pit into a palace." And he literally wound up in the palace of Egypt, second in command and control of the whole nation of Egypt. So anyway, you know, at the beginning of each one of the chapters in here, each story, each teaching, I have the heart of an orphan. I define that in the heart of a sonship, and each day is different. So today, the heart of an orphan, orphans give their hearts to self-pity when things don't go well. And that's why they wind up a lot of times in a pit, in a pitiful situation. But the heart of a son leans their heart into their father's heart, no matter the circumstance. So Orphans seem to find themselves in pitiful situations all the time, but sons will lean their hearts into their father God, into their spiritual fathers, no matter what the circumstances, say, I'm going to pull down heaven into my circumstance so I can make this pit this palace. Okay. So anyway, this day is entitled From the Prison to the Palace. Okay. So we know Joseph went to prison too, but you know, he went from a pit to a prison to a palace. Okay. And so I'm going to read the story of my spiritual daughter, or tell it, my spiritual daughter, Sonia, who literally a few years ago was in a prison. She was in a jail, but she was facing up to 40 years in prison. And I might get emotional on this because we walked this journey with her and we saw God like an Old Testament story, like do insane, awesome things. So anyway, this is it. Reading through this book, you may hear many times about a baptismal love. For some reason, it was an encounter with Father's love that lasted for some people hours when they couldn't move. That was me. It was 2.5-3 hours on the floor in Toronto in October 2003, where I literally couldn't move and God just overcame me with his incredible, phenomenal love. But for others, it may take, you know, several hours for it, or it could be like for Sonia. For others, it's been a combination of several encounters of his love, like Sonia. The ultimate accomplishment for every single one was a revelation of their identities as his beloved kids, and an encounter that transformed their lives and catapulted them from their identities to their destinies. That's what this is about, being alignment for the assignment, to know our identity so we can fulfill our destiny for the kingdom of God here on earth. Sonia says, for me, my baptism lasted over the course of 10 months. For Sonia, February through December of 2012. She says, in 2010 was the year everything began as far as my journey to my identity, and what a bumpy journey it was. That year, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. In 2012, at the height of that disease, I had 14 lesions. This is Sonia's story. I had 14 lesions throughout my brain and my spine. At the end of 2010, I had also reconnected with a high school boyfriend of mine. And Sonia had known him since they were in high school. And over the years, they had parted and went their own ways. And then they reconnected in 2010. We quickly realized we wanted to get married. At that time, even though I knew God as my father, I still didn't have a revelation or know who I was as his beloved daughter. Because of that, both my husband and I brought a lot of baggage into my marriage. I know that's what happened with Ray and I. We've been married 48 and a half years. And when we got married, man, I brought a lot of baggage into our marriage. It was like insane, like truckloads, okay? Truckloads. And so that's what happened with Sonia and her husband. She says, I was dealing with so many insecurities from the MS diagnosis I had been given, and I had to quit my fantastic job in Austin due to difficulties I was experiencing with the MS. I was turning to alcohol to numb the pain and rejection I was feeling, and the alcohol was not interacting well with the medications I was prescribed. Everything came to a screeching halt just before Valentine's Day 2012. I called Leanne, my spiritual mom, and told her that I needed help. I knew if I didn't get help, I would either end up dead and or prison. I wanted to save my marriage, but I needed to save myself first. She asked me to go to Alabama, where her and Dad Ray were living at the time, so they could just love on me. So I did. You would think that that would be the beginning of my journey to my identity. Well, it was, but not until things got much worse. She continues to say, I was presently writing a book about my encounter, Sentenced to My Destiny. She says, I am presently writing it, Sentenced to My Destiny. So I'll spare all the details. But what you need to know is that February 27, 2012, my husband informed me that he wanted a divorce and didn't want to be married to me anymore. I was extremely angry. As a result, I went out the next day and got drunk. As a result of getting drunk, I was responsible for an accident that injured three people. As a result of that accident, I was facing up to 40 years in prison. Now, here's where it gets good, okay? It's so crazy because Sonia will be at a lot of conferences and places where with me where I'm ministering, and she's working my book table, and everybody falls in love with Sonia. It's kind of like Everybody Loves Raymond. Well, let me tell you, there could be another sitcom, Everybody Loves Sonia. And so people are just in love with her. She's so sweet and so kind. And, you know, about 2 days into the conference, I'll say, hey, I want Sonia to come up and share a story with you, how she was facing up. She had 14 lesions of MS on her brain and her spine, and how she was facing up to 40 years in prison. And no, she was did not rob a bank, did not murder anybody, and did not, she was not a drug dealer. And people, you should see their expressions on their faces. They're like, what? Sonia, sweet Sonia that I've been buying books from at the table or talking to or whatever, her? And so she comes up and tells her story. And so anyway, the story gets good right here. She says, because I was considered a violent offender, I was placed in lockdown for 30 days. Mom Leanne had tried to come and visit me, but they wouldn't let her due to living with her and Dad Ray. Mom Leanne was working for Leif Hetland at the time as his personal assistant. Because she was so worried, Leif came in her place to check on me. He brought me his book, Seeing Through Heaven's Eyes. By the way, a must read. I was chained to the floor and put in this small little room for his visit. My eyes were black and blue and my face was swollen. I literally wanted to kill myself. I had been in lockdown by then for several days and I still had no idea if the people I hit were dead or alive. I was destroying myself with guilt over the idea of being responsible for someone's death. I was released a month later with my lawyer telling me the DA wanted me to spend no less than 20 years in prison for my actions. In reality, I should have received that sentence because I deserved it. But my father was working on another plan for me, her father in heaven. You see, he has a plan. He has a purpose. And he has a destiny for each and every one of us. But it's up to us to step into that purpose, plan, and destiny. There's no amount of hell that can thwart Father's destiny for our lives. She goes on to say, during that time, Father was reassuring me that he loved me and there was nothing I could do that would ever make him love me any less. I'd love to say that it was it and my identity was sealed, and it wasn't, but it wasn't. There was more to my journey. I believe Father wanted to make sure that I knew that I knew that I knew I was his. And as long as I kept my eyes on him, he had my back. Sometimes that was way harder to do than say. Fast forward 2 months. I was delivered divorce papers, followed by an MS relapse. I was put in the hospital. I truly believe that a major turning point for me was on that particular Sunday when Father spoke to me in the midst of the darkest night of my soul. He told me, Sonia, you are my daughter. And in the beginning of time, you were my dream. But the day you were born, you became my reality. Okay, friend, I got to read that again, okay? This is what God told. Sonia's dad told her, Sonia, you are my daughter. Do you guys know out there that you're his daughter, you're his son? And then he went on to say, and in the beginning of time, you were my dream. Guys, we are on God's heart and his mind as his dream. He has dreams for us that we don't even begin to understand, but we can tap into those dreams by tapping into his heart. And then he said, but the day you, he was, from the beginning of time, God, we were all his dream. But the day we were born, we became his reality. Isn't that cool? Like we were his dream, but the day we were born, boom, okay, you're my reality. That dream has been birthed. Something about those words went so deep inside my spirit and took root that to this day, I still get chills thinking about it. That's what Sonia said. And she says, those words sealed my identity as his beloved daughter, and they became part of my DNA. Like, she didn't just know that she was God's daughter, but she knew that God was her dad. Guys, we can know, oh yeah, I'm a daughter of God, I'm a son of God, but do we understand we are his son and daughter, but he is our dad. You are. And some of us know, oh yeah, God's my father. He's my father who art in heaven, the father, our father, you know, but do we know that we're his son and daughter? We have to have both, guys, just not one. That's the completeness, both. So she goes on to say, so 2012 was the darkest night of my soul. However, it was also my most fulfilling part of my journey because it solidified who and whose I was and still is today, might I say. I ended that year in Cuba worshiping him. I remember, guys, that trip like yesterday, that Sonia, in a jail cell for 30 days, facing 40 years in prison. Now, December 2012, she's in Cuba with me. She's in Cuba free and worshiping God in Cuba. Figure that out. Okay, guys. Worshiping God in Cuba as a free woman, as a free daughter. She says, it was my first trip to Cuba and it was New Year's Eve. When I went to court on December 12th, I was sentenced to live out my destiny my father had for me, not the courts. That destiny was to travel the nations as well as the U.S. with Mom Leanne sharing my story. And let me tell you, she has. She's been many, many places, more times than I can count to Cuba. She's been to Sri Lanka. She's been to Pakistan. She's been all over the United States with me. And she's telling her story everywhere she goes. She says, plus, after my fines were paid, my record was expunged. Do you know that she had facing two felony charges, and today she has none? gone. She says, just like Father washes us white as snow and remembers our sins no more. And just to show how much of a good father he is and that he had my back, he also healed me of MS. Guys, I remember that day. I so remember that day because she had the MRIs from when they diagnosed her with 14 lesions on her brain and spine. And then she went in after we had a group. Actually, we were living in Atlanta and we had a group of Bethel, Atlanta students of the School of Ministry come to our house. For dinner, we invited a bunch of them. We said, hey, who wants to see a miracle in the making? And they're like, me. You know how Bethel school students are, ministry students are. Me. And so we put Sonia in the living room in a chair, and we just went after it and started pulling heaven down on Sonia. And a couple of weeks later, she went to the doctor and they ran another MRI. And she has the before and after MRIs. And it showed there were no lesions on her brain and spine. Can I just stop for a minute? And maybe you're out there and you have a crippling disease. Can I just right now say there's no MS in heaven. There's not to be any in your body. You know, there is no diseases in heaven. They're not to be in our bodies, guys. It's illegal in heaven. So it's illegal in your body. So right now, if you are crippled with a disease or any type of illness that's going on right now, I just command that disease, that illness to go in Jesus' name. I just speak to it and say, it's illegal in your body. It's illegal in heaven. It's illegal in your body. So it has to go right now in Jesus' name. And this day, May 10th, well, I don't know when this is going to air, but I'm just doing this right now. So May 10th, 2023, by the blood of Jesus, I stamped out the assignment, the contract that the enemy of hell has put against your body. And I call it void and null right now. Like it has no power and authority anymore. And in Jesus' name, I command you be healed. Just like Sonia was. So anyway, she goes on to say, I have the MRIs that show I no longer have any lesions. She goes to the doctor and the doctors will go, oh, so you have MS. Oh, no, I had MS. Oh, no, you have MS. You can never be healed of MS. She goes, oh, no, yes, you can. I was healed of MS, all right? And so she hasn't taken any medication since. And she says, oh, and those people that were involved in the accident, those three people she hit, they're okay and have a story themselves. They're also friends on Facebook. And she goes on to say, and she quotes the scripture from Romans 8:28, God works all, not a few things, not some things. No, he works all things together for our good, to those who love him and to those that are called according to his purpose. So Sonia today, she's completely redeemed, totally healed, and eternally favored. And she says, that's me as his beloved daughter, Sonia Silva. Guys, that's just one of the stories in my book, A Journey to Your Identity. And there's many more like that. And there's teachings. I don't know if you're out there and you feel like you're in a pit right now. It's like, oh, whether you're just feeling pitiful or you're literally like, man, I feel like I'm you know, 9 feet under in a pit. Like I can't get out. Like I cannot get out of this thing. Begin to worship your Father right now and just go, God, I'm in the pit, but God, I'm trusting you to make a palace out of my pit. Make a palace out of my pit. Make a palace out of my pit. So that you can go from the pit to the palace. You can go from the prison to the palace. Maybe there might be somebody listening to this that's literally in a jail cell. Maybe they're in a prison right now. You know what? And God, I'm just saying, take their jail cell. Take their prison, God, and make it a palace. Wherever you're at, guys, in life, you can actually take your pitiful situation and God can make it a palace. He did it for Sonia. He's done it for me. He's done it for so many others I know. He did it for Joseph. You know, he's done it for so many others that I know. And so I just want to pray this over you. It's at the close. At the end of every chapter of this book, I have a prayer for the reader. And so I'm just going to read this. And if you, as you're listening to this or watch it, would you just pray it with me? Okay. Let's just close and pray this. Papa God, repeat after me. Papa God, show me what perfect love looks like. Teach me how to practice perfect love to everyone I come in contact with. I recognize that Jesus demonstrated perfect love when he died for me. You say that perfect love cast out fear, not perfect revival, not perfect signs, wonders, or miracles. I believe revival, signs, wonders, and miracles are all part of your kingdom here on earth. But what I desire in my life, more than any of those, is the kingdom demonstration of perfect love. Guys, I seal that prayer on your heart and your minds and in your life. We have the opportunity to go from the pit to the palace, from the prison to the palace. Wow. Thank you, Sonia. I love her story. It's amazing. On my website, actually, LeanneGoffMinistries.org, Sonia's CD. She's not finished with the book yet. It's A Journey to My Identity. Her book, she does have a CD on my website, LeanneGoffMinistries.org, and the CD is there, Sentenced to My Destiny. You can get the CD and you can listen to her full testimony on there. It's absolutely amazing. But also, it's in this book here. So you can get this and many, many other incredible stories that are going to inspire you, that are going to encourage you, that are going to point you in the right direction, and that's point you towards God and His kingdom. And so, friends, thank you so much for joining me today on my podcast, LeanneGoffMinistries.org. By the way, go and if you'll, again, sign up, go to my profile on my Instagram, my Facebook, and in the tree link right there or on my profile, you're going to be able to sign up for this, for my newsletter, and then you're going to get the PDF of this book for free. We'll get that out to you. So anyway, guys, thank you for joining me. Leanne Goff, your transformational coach, and I will see you next time. Have you received your copy of my book, Missionary and Millionaire, Transforming Cultures as Priests and Kings? I wrote this book to help believers, God's sons and daughters, understand that He has given us, as Deuteronomy 8:18 says, the ability to generate wealth so that we can impact and transform cultures, communities, cities, and nations. Jesus was priest and king, and I truly believe God intends for all of us to live out our assignments as priests and kings as well. Grab a copy of my book, Missionary and Millionaire, Transforming Cultures as Priests and Kings, at Amazon or at LeanneGoffMinistries.org.